Shama Lechem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Ravi Mari Nimi Harasi Sheyichyu. And should also be Lilinishmas. Marasasa Vasashuras, Hanatunas, Hanatunas, and Mezer, Shum, because we have Sirus and Zushbrim Yosef. Sipara Pina Vasarav Moshe. Chaim Tzvi Ben Elio. And Shimon Ben Shlomo. And Abraham Ben Riyakov Shachna. And it's based on a Shal Shudis Drasha given by Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Or Yisrael V'Kedosho Maran Rav Kook Zatzal in the year Taf Resh Pei Tet. So it's going back to 1929, a little while ago. And it's based on the notes of the one of the listeners, or Calvin Frankel, and was redone by Mori Rabbi Rav Adari Zichrono Livracha. Amar Maran Rav Vayishma Yitro. The parasha begins that Yisro heard. Why is his name called Yisro? So it says in the Medrash, She Yisro She Yiter Parasha Achas B'Torah. He added a parasha in the Torah. This parasha of the Dayanim, Shenemar Ve'ata Techaze, Ubisifri, Shal Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Valo Af Bidei Moshe Hayu Misinai. And the Sifri in Baal Oscha Yud Choftes, Rashbi says, what do you mean? Parshas Minu Dayanim was already received from Sinai. V'lamenis Ali Mi'eni Moshe, why was it hidden from the eyes of Moshe? Litlos zakai bezakai kidei sheyitola b'yisro. So we want this to be given to someone meritorious, like Yisro. Litlos chus bezakai, that this chus should be given to someone meritorious like Yisro. First we have that Yisro added a parash in the Torah, one medrash, and then we have another medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu already knew about it, and it was hidden from Moshe and given to Yisro, in order that the meritorious should have this merit. But that itself requires an explanation. How is Yisro Zoche that through him, the parasha of Minu Dayanim, of appointing judges, was written in the Torah? Kiyum Adinu is one of the Yisodos of the Torah, so how is Yisro Zoche? There are two shittas in Chazal. If the... About Yisro, whether the schus of the original chiddush of the parasha was Yisro's, or only revealing this parasha was Yisro's. And that relates to the machlokes about when Yisro came. Famous machlokes. One opinion says Yisro koidem matan Torah haya, v'chad amar Yisro achar matan Torah haya. Gemara in Zevachim 116a. That one opinion says that Yisro came before Matan Torah, and the other opinion says that Yisro came after Matan Torah. So like this, if Yisro came before Matan Torah, so that means that he was Mechadish the Parsha. No Torah was given yet, so Lechora, he came before Matan Torah, that means he was the one who was Mechadish this Parsha. If he comes after Matan Torah, then the Tzivui was already in the hands of Moshe from Matan Torah. It was just hidden from him, and then it was revealed by Yisro. So according to the first opinion that we just mentioned, that Yisro was the Mechadish. He was Mechadish this parasha. And according to the second opinion, no, it was already given to Moshe, and Yisro just revealed it. If Yisro came before Matan Torah, he was Mechadish it. And if Yisro came after Matan Torah, then he revealed what Moshe already knew, but had forgotten. Now, we know there's a klal of Ein Muktam U'Mu'uchar B'Torah. So Gemara B'Mesechet Pesachim, and there is a entry about it in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, that there's no Muktam U'Mu'uchar B'Torah, there's no earlier or later. Things are not in chronological order in the Torah. So just because they're written in a certain order does not mean that they happened in that order. Now, apparently, there is no raya from the Seder Ksivas HaTorah that Yisrael came before Matan Torah. Because we know that it's written in the Torah, first Yisrael came and then we have the parasha of Matan Torah. But that doesn't mean that that's actually how it happened, because Ein Mukdam Mukhar BaTorah. There's no earlier or later, it's not written in chronological order as it happened. So this rule is coming to emphasize that the Torah is above time and rooted in a much higher place. And there's no earlier and there's no later. It's all seen together as one. There's no past, there's no future. It's all one. It's all now. And therefore this klal relates only to our tfisa. Now there is an our tfisa, an our perception. We are under the rule of time. So we can say, Ein muktam ucher b'Torah, that when things are written in the Torah, they're not happening, they're not written as they were, as they happened in real time. However, as far as God is concerned, everything, there is no past and there is no future. For Hashem isn't bound by time. So we say about the Torah, Ein muktam u'uchar b'Torah, because in our perception, things happen in time. And you should know that according to our perception, as things happen in time, and they're written in the Torah a certain way, that's not necessarily going to stem. Could be it happened in real time differently than it's written in the Torah. But as far as God's perception goes, the divine perception, so there's no muktam or mu'uchar. There's no earlier or later. And therefore, how it's written in the Torah is really real, meaning that's the Metzius. The Metzius is how it's written in the Torah, because in reality, Hashem isn't limited by time. So how it happened in our physical world is not relevant vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, because He's above time. So in Hashem's perspective, you can't say that what's written in the Torah didn't happen that way, time-wise. Because Hashem isn't limited by time. It all's happening now. And therefore, what's written in the Torah is absolutely accurate, because that's how it's presented. That's how it's written. And that's how it's written as the Emes. You can't compare that with how it happened in real time, because there is no real time. Hashem is above time. Now the Kadmonim already relate to this issue of the Mechus HaZman, which we've discussed in many Shiurim. Shiurim on the Rogatchover and Shiurim on the Talmudic methodology of Rav Amiel, talking about the essence of time. It's a fascinating topic, which has interested philosophers and physicists from time immemorial. Saji Gaon, the Munus Fideos, writes about it, Maimar Rishon, Priya Ravius. And so to Enmor Nevuchim, so brings a daya, Shazman Uinyan Eloki, Lo Tusag Amitato. It's a godly matter, we can't fully understand time. However, all of these discussions of time are only relate to when there's a gap between the Bekoach and the Poach. What's Bekoach? Potential. What's Befoal? Actualization. There's a gap between potential and actualization. So this duality requires a time relationship between the potential and the actualization. When it goes from being potential till it's actualized, so that takes time. And that's how we live our lives in Maisa Adam. And so to mitzvah says Shisman Grama, time-bound mitzvahs relate to time. So there it's totally in Bekoach and Befa. You have the Bekoach, you have the potential to do the mitzvah, and then you go ahead and do it. You have the potential, you have the time frame to do it, and then you go ahead and do it. And the doing takes time. So there is a passage of time. However, when you don't have this duality of Bekoach and Befa, where everything is Befa, there's no shaychus to the concept of time as past and future, because everything is now. There's no potential and then comes into fruition. There's no evolution. There's no development. It's all now. So there you don't need time. There's a beautiful letter in the Higot HaRa'ya in the second volume on page 38. I love the Higot HaRa'ya. We've had the shiurim in it and we have it here on my shelf. It's so beautiful to look at. What they call in the Israeli Hesder Yeshivas HaShas HaLavan, part of the Shas HaLavan. HaMachshava al dvar hevdel sheyesh ben koach lepoal yesh letzein shekvar nitbarer lamadai b'musagei ha'ayun ha'elyon. The thought about the difference between potential and actualization, we should note that was already clarified in the conceptualization of the inner wisdom, or elevated wisdom, which referring to Kabbalistic wisdom, shekol tochen shel zman, afilu hamusag shel avar ve'atid b'chlal, who, or maybe he means philosophy when he says ha'iyun ha'liyon, hu rak echad midarkei hatvuna ha'enoshit. It's only human perception where we talk about past and present, past and future. V'lekapei gavoa en kol ze shayach. But vis-a-vis Hashem, this isn't Shaykh. Al kein ein metziut l'shum devar shel koach. Hachaser poal. Mitzad ha-metziut ha-mukhletet ha-elyona. As far as the absolute reality of above. There's no such thing as potential that lacks actualization. Because everything in potential only is actualized over the duration of time. And there is no such thing as a duration of time as far as God is concerned. You have to remember that we all heard of the Holocaust. So it's going on right now as far as God is concerned. For us, it's the past, but Hashem doesn't have past. And Tach and Tat, 1648, 1649, about a third of the Jewish people were slaughtered. It's happening now. And the Six-Day War is happening now. World War I. It's happening now. Mashiach Zeit, it's happening now. Your birthday in 4 years, it's happening now. God is not living our reality. We have to remember that. Very, very important. And that also gives us a different perspective on life. Like, be more like God. Don't be so limited by time. In the sense that you can only see the here and now. Have a broader perspective. You have to have a perspective. Right now, Mamad Har Sinai is happening. Matan Torah is happening. It's big stuff. So, we have to see things in a greater context, not just be locked into now. Of course, it's very important also to live in the here and now, live in the moment and don't always hope, oh, it'll be a better future, or fret about the past. That's also not healthy. You have to take advantage of every second because that's all you have right now. But also see it in the broader context. Know that there's a past and the past is real. When you did an aveira in the past, the aveira is still there right in front of God. You did a mitzvah, it's there. And know there's a future, and God's in this future. And when things are rough for you, so this is to get you to a better place in the future that you don't see right now, but God's there. So put yourself there also. Say, oh, this is going to put me in a much better place in the future. Meilani yuchlim lomar, mamshich harav sham biyigeret ha'amura, ma shiyeh hu kvar hoveh, what will be already is now. ומשקרב את רצון מעמקי חייו אל מרום הדביקות האלוקית העליונה, העומדת ברום העולם, למעלה מסדר זמנים, לפי אותה המידה של אילויו נעשים ההבדלים שבין הכוח לפועל, ומילה בין עתיד להווה, קלושים עד שאינם חוצצים כלל. Somebody who's makarif his desires in the depths of his life to the elevated dvekus elokis, godly, adhering to godliness, that is in the highest place of the world, above time, to that measure of his elevation, the differences between potential and actualization, and automatically between present and future, become extremely, extremely weak until they don't even make any separation at all. And the secret of God is to those who fear Him, and His covenant to tell them. Also, Rota Kodesh, in the second volume, Achiyut HaOlamit, Lamed Gimel, page 329, Omer Maran Rav, Orot HaKodesh is such a holy deep book. Oh my gosh. Ein avar, hove ve'atid mechulakim ba'amitat ha'yesh. Ma shehaya hu sheyihye. Uma shenasa hu sheyaseh. Uma shenasa mikvar, uma sheyaseh le'atid. Holechu v'nasa ba'ove tamid v'tachuf. There's no past, present, and future in true reality. What already was is what will be. And what was done will be done. And what was already done and what will be done in the future is being done right now, immediately. Wow. See also in the Maimarom what Maran Rav Charlap says in the 13th volume on page 307, 397, and in his Haggadah, Maran Rav Charlap's Haggadah, page 22 and 23, Torah Shleim, Shemos Yudbeis, Ostav Tzadi Dalet. So we have here this inyan of b'koach and b'fal, which relates to time. When you're above time, there's no b'koach and b'fal. It's all b'fal. And that's God's world. HaTorah k'tuvah lefaneinu, the Torah that's written before us, is the b'fal of the Chachma Elyona. There is no b'koach. And therefore, seder hadvarim hu mashma'uti. The order is very meaningful. Because as far as we're concerned, so we don't understand the meaning when there's a Seder Hazmanim. It's not going to be as it happened in real time. So this is... So it doesn't fit necessarily with our reality. But the Torah was written in the befall of the Chachma Elyona, when there is no Bekoach, when there is no time. Therefore, from the world of no time, so therefore the order is very significant. And therefore, when we say "ein muktam mucher b'Torah," that means that there's no earlier and later, only for people who are locked into time. And therefore, we can say, "Hey, don't relate this to your time frame, because what's written in the Torah isn't relating to your time frame." But as far as God is concerned, the Seder of the Torah is very significant. Because Hashem is above how things transpire. But rather the reality of existence. And that's as it's written in the Torah, which is the Mapata Olam, which is the blueprint for existence. So that's the real deal as it's written in the Torah. As Lemishol She'en... במישור שאין בכוח ובפועל, אין יחס לקהל שאין מוקדם ומאוחר. יש מוקדם ומאוחר, זה חשוב מאוד המוקדם והמאוחר. אז לפי הנכתב לפנינו, what's written in front of us, Yisro comes before Matan Torah. According to the Man D'Yomer, that Yisro comes after Matan Torah, there's another Bechina that's revealed only after Matan Torah. So we all want to understand these two Bechinas, the Bechina of Yisro coming before Matan Torah, and the Bechina of Yisro coming after Matan Torah. These two opinions we saw in the Gemara in Zevachim 116b. הבנת שתי הבחינות קשורה בהבנת עניינה של נפש יתרו. We have to understand the nefesh of Yisro, the nefesh of a ger, and its relationship to the Jewish people. Explaining the reason for the Yisro of being ma'ayim b'maisei bereishis, Chazal say that b'noeg sheba'olam, when a king builds a palace in a filthy place, anybody who comes and sees this palace built in this filthy place and all these gutters and stuff, makom bivim, makom ashba, makom sirius, it's pogam. It's blemish. See, oh, this beautiful palace and it's just a smelly place. Kach kol mi sheu ba lomar, ha'olam hazeh nivra mitoch tohu vavohu, eino pogam. So if a person's learning maase bereishis, and maase bereishis, you see that the world was built within tohu vavohu, this emptiness, the abyss. You look at it, you're tohei, you say, what's going on over here? What is this? This desolation. So therefore, you don't study Maase Bereishis, Rufuna B'Shem Bar Kaparamar, Bar Kaparamar, Ila Debar Katuv Yavshal Lomro. Had it not been written in the Torah, you wouldn't be able to say it. Bereishit Bara Elokim Minayin Him, Baratz Hayta Tohu Vavohu. It comes from Tohu Vavohu. The Bereishis Bara Elokim comes over, so the king is building this gorgeous palace. In Makom Bivin, Makom Ashba, in this unclean place, Tohu Vavohu. It's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba 1:5. See also Chagiga 16a. Umnam Hamusag Tohu Mityaches Lo Rak Leidan Shelefnei Abriya, Ela Af LeTkufa Rishona Shelchei. So this Tohu is not only before creation, but it's even in the first period after creation, as it says in Sanhedrin 97a. The world is 6,000 years old, and then it's going to stop, and there are going to be 2,000 years of Tohu. And then Rashi there says, see Avodah Zarah 9a, Rashi there says in Sanhedrin, Tachshol nitna dayim Torah ve'ahaysa v'ayolam tkatohu. The Torah hadn't yet been given, and the world was like Tohu. So Mimela, just like at the beginning there were 2,000 years of Tohu, so at the end of time we're also going to be 2,000 years of Tohu. Ulam, slicha. When it says after the Bria, it's talking about the first 2,000 years, not the 2,000 years, not the 2,000 years after the 6,000 years, but the first 2,000 years of the 6,000 years are tohu. And like Rashi says, because the Torah hadn't yet been given, so the world was like tohu. And even Leis Matan Torah, at the time of Matan Torah, there was a chashash, the world would remain as tohu, as this emptiness, as this desolation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tenai with Maase Bereishis, and he said, if Jews are makabel Torah, good, and if not, I'm bringing you back to tohu vavohu. So the world before Matan Torah was bebchinas tohu, because bekoach, it was potentially going to go back to Tov. The Jewish people don't accept the Torah. V'chein ra'inu sheklapei shmaya b'chinat ha-bekoach hu iki kivchinat ha-befoah. Nimsa shehashanim ad lematan Torah hem shnot tohu. Lidrosh b'maaseh b'reishit mashmao legalot et chirpat ha-tohu she'alav nosad ha-olam. Ve'en zeh Mikvodo Shel Melech. So Klapi Shmaya, God has no Bekochim before. God doesn't need to do things to evolve. For God it's all now. There's no passage of time for God. But as far as we're concerned, there is. So the years until Matan Torah were Shnos Tohu. Because as far as God is concerned, the Bekoach is just like the Befoah. The Bekoach is a reality. God doesn't need things to develop. So Memela, if you say that, I said before that there's no, by Hashem, everything is Befoah. Meaning because He doesn't need things to develop from the potential to the Befoah. He doesn't need that time. He doesn't need that time to pass. But if the world is in a certain state, that is its absolute state. That is its before. So it merges then that there's no difference between the Bekoach and the before. So if you tell me that the world was now Bekoach, Tohu, that means it was before Al Tohu, because as far as Hashem there is no is concerned, there is no difference between Bekoach and before. God is above time. Bekoach and before relate to time. So if you tell me that the world was now Bekoach Tohu, that means it was also before Al Tohu. And to Darshan Maisa Bereshis is to reveal this Tohu. We don't want to do that. So there was Tohu before creation, Tohu the first 2,000 years of creation. It's not Mikvodo Shel Melech, the second 2,000 years, is the Tkufas HaTorah that starts in the time of Avram. Rashi Sanhedrin 97a, when the 2,000 years, Kshanishnu Apaim Shana, Asak Avram B'Torah. Avram was also taken Torah after the 2,000 years. ואף על פי כן יש בציווי התורה על הדינים ייחוד לישראל. מגיד דבריו ליעקב, חוקיו ומשפטיו לישראל, לא עשה כן לכל גוי משפטים בה ידעום. משהגיד במתן תורה דבריו ליעקב, הרי בא ייחוד לישראל אף בבחינת המשפטים. כי אף תרשו חז"ל, אלה משפטים אשר טסים לפניהם ולא לפני עובדי כוכבים. So now, the second תקוף is Torah, starts with Avram, Avram is also the Torah, and nevertheless, there's a tzivu in the Torah on dinim. This is only for the Jewish people. Eilam mishpatim shatasim lefneim, and now lefnei avdei kochavim. You're not allowed to go before non-Jewish courts. Only magid rov liyakov chukav mishpat liyisrael, not to the nations. So we have Avraham Avinu learning Torah in the Tkufa of Torah. And then comes Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is only for the Jews. To understand the difference between Dinei B'nai Noach and their laws and Mishpatei Yisrael is something very subtle. So, when two things seem similar externally, they're really not. You have to look much deeper. See the difference, the subtle difference. V'zal darshin asher v'dalti yoschem anam v'dalti nevehem ha-Torah l'tmeya. So what Chazal say, what's this Havdalah, Sifra? V'nishcha gubo shel kano v'nishcha chetzia. In other words, you have to slaughter the animal, you have to cut the windpipe. So, what's the difference between cutting half of it and rov? A hair's breadth. A tiny bit is between half and the majority, right? So that's the difference between Tameh and Tar, between Nevela and Shchuta, between Kapara or Kapara and a carbon that's not wanted. So that's a very, very subtle difference, Tameh and Tar. So you have to look very, very deeply to see the difference. So too, So you have the Havdalah ben Yisrael Amim, Asher Havdalah Yeschem and Amim. Jewish people separate from the nations. So on many points, there's equality between all, commonality between all of humankind. We all have a bone sticking out in the middle of our faces. We all have these funny shaped hearing objects, hearing aids in the side of our heads. Funny shape helps us hear better. We all have lots of commonalities. There's no special medical school for Jews if you need to heal Jews, because Jews have a different biology and a different physiology than Gentiles. No. We look alike. The only difference in our physiology is that we have a prismila. But other than that, we more or less look alike. So what then is the difference between the Yisrael and Umas Holam? You have to look deeply. And then you see the massive difference, just like there's a massive difference between Tameh and Tar. And it's a very, very subtle way of this subtle distinction, because it's the difference between cutting half the windpipe in a majority, half the cutting majority. But so too, you have to look deeply to see the difference between Israel and Amim, but it's a big difference. The difference between the Sheva Mitzvah and Noach and the Targum Mitzvah is not a quantitative difference, it's a qualitative difference. It's a lo hevdel kamuti ala echuti mauti. So the point of the Sheva Mitzvahs is to keep the world running, to keep the world functioning. And therefore, that already started from Bria Sa'olam, the Sheva Mitzvahs, because you want Teva to continue. But Torah is above the world laws of nature. Adrabba, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. Above the world. We can't have an Abba Mivne Perek Kuf Mem Zayin in Tehillim. And we mentioned before, we talk there about Mispral HaKochavim, we talk about the heavens. We say, Hamatzmiach harim chatzir, nosein levei malachma, hanosein shalak hatzomer, kafor kev yufazer, mashlik hachol chavitim, vnei karatzom yamod. Talk a lot about nature. And then we end up talking about Torah. Magi dvarav liyakob, chukob mishpat v'lisor, lo tzarechen l'chol goyim mishpatim v'ayidom haluka. So you have on one hand, for the beginning is all talking about nature, and then at the end it says only Magid Varav Liyakov Chukov Mishpat Yisrael. Nature is universal, and then only to the Jews we have the laws. And Lo Asachin L'Chol Goy Mishpatim Ba Yedom. They don't have our laws because this is supernatural. The difference between the dinim, the dinim mamonis that you need dayanim munchim usmachim ish mipiish, ad beis dino shel Yoshua vad beis dino shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin 4:1-5:8. Bizman hazeh there's no smicha. So batei din danim b'torah shlichusim shel batei din harishayim. They're shlichim of the original batei dinim smuchim. Turuch Hoshen Mishpat Siman Aleph. So there's a discussion, Ran, Sanhedrin 2b, Nesivis, Choshen Mishpat 1:1. Is it Mitakanas Chachamim? Or does it have a din of Dairaisa? This, the Batei Dinim, so of today. The Nesivis wants to say it's Dairaisa, that's how our Gerim, Makabal Gerim is Manazeh. They're really converts, they're really Jews. And just they're not gerim d'rabban, they're gerim d'oraisa. Yesh lachriya shedinei mamonot b'yameinu yesh la ma'amad me'atorah. Ki acheret nimtza chas v'shalom sheish yoter tokef l'dinei mamonot shel b'nei Noach shem mitzuvim aleihem min haTorah b'chol hazmanim me'asher l'dinei mamonot eitzel Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Dinei mamonot are min haTorah. Because otherwise it comes out that the B'nai Noach have stronger dinim. Because B'nai Noach are commanded min haTorah b'chol hazmanim. And now our dinim mamonos are not min haTorah. And their dinim of B'nai Noach are min haTorah. It's hard to say. So the Jewish Beis Din is done mikoach shlichus. They're shlichim by the earlier musmachim. have smicha till Moshe Rabbeinu, see from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulam im yesh reyuta b'samchuto, mashma shekoach ha-mishalech itrofef, v'nifkemu t'nei shlichut, if there's a reyesa, if there's a weakness in their authority, that's mashma that the koach of the mishalech is weak, and there is a blemish in the conditions of the agency. Like the Gemara says, Mika midi di Yisrael shar lod chov maser. Could it be that for us it's mutter and for them it's aser? In other words, they're more firm than we are. They're stronger than we are. So in Pashtus, Ardine Mamanus, even though it's Mikoach HaShlichus, but it's still going to be Midoraisa, that it doesn't come out that they're Ben HaTorah and we're not. In the Mitzvot HaRaya, and Choshen Mishpat Siman Aleph, the Rav is the Sefer Mitzvot HaRaya. So on page 165, he writes, Ben Yishlichusayu Kavdina, that we're doing the Shlichus of the early Beis Din Sesmuchim, Yishlistapim Ben HaTorah, Rak Midorabban, is Ben HaTorah Midorabban. Tzarech Iyo, Nehechav Edin Torah, Lulei Shlichusayu. So our Batei Dinim are no less than B'nai Noach or Musar Al Adin. And if B'nai Noach are Musar Al Adinim and their Dinim are Daraisa, so to ours. That's how it could be Din Torah even without Shlichus. Of the earlier Batei Dinim. Ayin Sham B'Sefer. See also in the Sefer Eitz Hadar and Siman Aleph on the difference between Pirtei HaMitzvos Mei B'nei Noach and B'nei Yisrael. So you see that our Dinim, very strong and fundamentally different than the dinim of Bnei Noach. They're supernatural. Our Torah is supernatural. And our dinim obviously have an equally strong, if not stronger, status than that of the Bnei Noach. Our dinim mamonis. Our Bati dinim are called Elohim. It says in the Medrash, Anu Yoshim Latzmenu B'din Alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Denim HaVayodim Ki Imachem Ani Yoshev. Denim shouldn't say we're sitting alone with Din. God says I'm sitting with you. Ad HaElokim Yavod Var Hashem until Elokim until Hashem. It's also talking about the judges. Elokim Nitzar Badas Kel. Talking about the judges. So the Dayanim are agents of Hashem. They're Shluchei D'Rachmana. The roots of the Jewish laws are Mimakum Kodesh Yahalechu, like it says in Tanchum Yisro Aleph. Dine B'nai Noach are Mimakum Kodesh, they're Minchuke Ateva, or Asachem Lukhogoi. And this is a principle of Shlichus, being Shlichus de Rachmana, being God's messengers, we find not only in the Maimed of Dine Yisrael, relating to the Mizdainim. Those people being judged, judges are messengers of Hashem, Elokim Nitav Adas Kel. Lo rak b'mamad hanavi ashliach b'yachaso leklal ha'uma. And not only the Navi, the Shliach, is a Shliach d'Rachmana in relationship to the nation, so to the Jews in Umas Ha'olam. So said Zechariah the prophet in his Nevuah. He's like a mouth for Am Yisrael, and he says, "Acher kavod shlochani, ala goyim hasholim eschem. Kirini manifest yadi alem bidatim ki Hashem tzvakos shlochani, v'nuvu goyim rab mel Hashem b'yom ahu, v'yil li lam v'shachanti b'sechech v'yadat ki Hashem tzvakos shlochani elayich." God sends him to the goyim. He waves his hand, and you're going to know that Hashem sent me. And many nations are going to come to Hashem. They're going to be for me for a nation. I'm going to dwell among them. And you're going to know that Hashem sent me. So Zechariah is a shliach of Hashem, and he speaks for all of Klal Yisrael. When it says Vayuli Lam, the Marie Cross says that the Goyim are going to convert Rabbi Mam Eretz Mesiadim. And they see his Ruvavo builds the Beis Hamikdash, and they're going to see it in the flows. So again, we have this idea of the Navi being a shliach of Hashem, speaking the name of Klal Yisrael, sent to the Goyim who don't respect us, but in the end they will. So the Hitzdarfut shel Anovim shel Agerim al Am Nevchar, this joining of the Gerim to the chosen nation, is going to be in the future a raya for the emes of the Shlichus. Yisrael was the Rosh HaGoyim HaNilva LeYisrael. See in Machshev Eschorutz, Os Yud Beis, Mahaduras Tovshin Samach Vav. Hu Shemeshamesh Ke'edut LiKaron HaShlichut. Hein Zu Sheish LiYisrael Klapei Amot V'Hein Zu Sheish LiDayanim. Elu She'itro Chidesh Et Minuyam Shlichutam Klapei Baalei Adin. So Yisrael is the living testimony to this shlichus, because he joins the Jewish people. So we are the shlichim of Hashem, and that'll be before we're speaking the name of Klal Yisrael. The Goyim are going to join Klal Yisrael because we're Hashem's shlichim, and this is shown by the Gerim joining, and that's what Yisrael did. Yisrael joined Klal Yisrael, he showed that we're Hashem's shliach. And that also relates to the Dayanim, because Yisrael was mechadesh this inyan of the fact that they're Hashem's shlichim klapei the Baal Din. So in the Mitzvah Hashem, we have more to talk about. We're not all the way there yet, but we did have an interesting discussion about Musagim of Bekoach and Bepoel and time, and the difference between Mishpatei B'nai Yisrael, Mishpatei B'nai Noach, nature, natural, supernatural. Jewish judges, Elohim, called Elohim, messengers of Hashem, as opposed to non-Jewish judges. The Jews being Shluchat Rachmana, like the judges are Shluchat Rachmana. And Yisrael joins the Jews, he shows that we're Shluchat Rachmana, to bring Gerim close, like we see in the Psukim Zechariah. And he says, that you should be Mimana Dayanim, who are the Shlichim of Hashem. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue B'li Neder. This is a fascinating, very deep discussion. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Neder, we shall continue.